Hello. This is Steven Van Dyke, customer care. And this is a live episode. So if you're listening, I didn't tell you to because I'm not sure what's going to happen. So we'll just find out. Let's see here. Calling someone right now.
Welcome to Bank of America. Please say or enter your telephone access ID. For information on a single account, say or enter your card or account number.
Para español, marque 9.
You can also say other options or press 1. To more quickly serve you, please say or enter the last 4 digits of your social security number or tax ID. Thanks. One moment. The number you are calling from matches our records, permitting access to your accounts. Please hold while I locate your information. Did you know most fraud occurs when you improperly file or dispose of your paper account statements? Protect yourself by enrolling all your accounts in paperless statements. This environmentally friendly option provides you secure access to all your statements, notifications, and documents in one place. Enrollment is easy. Just sign into online banking and click the green leaf. You'll even get an email notification when your statement is ready. Sign up today. Your checking account available balance is $482.48. This reflects the most current information available on your account. In a short phrase, please tell us how we can help you. You can say something like, check on a deposit, or here are my pending transactions.
Operator.
In order to get you to the right place, please tell us why you're calling. You can say something like, check my debit card purchases.
I don't know.
You can say something like, change my telephone access ID.
I'm not sure why I'm calling.
Checking account. You can say, here the balance again, or press 1. Debit card options, or press 2. Here account activity, 3. Here a summary of account balances, 4. Transfer funds, 5. Search for a check, 6. Notify us of a transaction posted in error, 7. For something else, such as reporting an item lost or stolen, say, other options, or press 9. For other accounts, say, switch accounts, or press pound. To end this call, you can say goodbye, or just hang up.
I want to talk to somebody.
You can say, hear the balance again, or press 1.
I just want to talk to somebody. I just want to talk to somebody. Talk. Operator, customer service.
You can say, here the balance again, or press 1.
Top.
Debit. I was unable to complete your request. If you would like to try again, press pound. Otherwise, I'll transfer you to an associate. I'm sorry, I still didn't understand. I'll transfer you to an associate who can better help you. Please hold while I connect you. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded. Due to
increase call volume, we are experiencing higher than usual hold times. Please remain on the line, and your call will be answered as soon as possible. We appreciate your patience and apologize for any inconvenience. Self-service banking options are available through the automated phone service, ATMs, and online banking website.
Thank you for calling the Flashlight Center. My name is Jose. May I have your first, last name, and EVS number?
My name is Steven Van Dyke.
Good evening, Mr. Van Dyke. Thank you. I'm sorry about the inconvenience and how the call was escalated. My name is Jose. I'll be happy to assist you. Sorry about that. How can I help you today?
Oh, what are you sorry about?
It's just the way the call was escalated to our area. It was not introduced properly.
Oh, I thought that you introduced it fine.
Okay, how may I assist you today, Ms. Van Dyke?
Well, I'm just wondering if I'm having to pay, like, an extra fee. Am I being charged an extra fee for having my account?
Okay, I'll be happy to check for you. Which account are you... Well, first of all, how many accounts do you have with Bank of America?
I mean, I think it's only two now. I used to have... credit card account, but they got rid of my credit card accounts because I didn't pay them off.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Allow me just a few minutes, I could check for you. And in what state were your accounts open?
I think I had moved to California about that point. Maybe it was in Valencia. I just started going to grad school there.
Thank you. Okay, and when you're saying a fee, what type of fee are you referring to? Is this an overdrawn, an insufficient charge, or a monthly charge?
I think it's... I'm worried that I'm being charged a monthly charge. A while back, they told me that I might be getting charged that... When I first opened my account, I was still a student, and they were nice enough to give me an account for free, but okay. I think that they're charging me now.
Allow me just a few minutes. I could check for you. So when you opened your account originally, it was a student account or campus?
Yeah, I think it was the campus checking is what it was called.
Okay. Sure, I'll be happy to check for you. Allow me just a few more minutes, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Checking along just for more minutes. Okay, I see Campus Edge account you had previously, which was, we no longer offer those types of accounts for our customers who had Campus Edge accounts that we kept those accounts for up to 5 years only. After 5 years, and they were converted to, in your case, My Access checking account. And allow me just a few minutes so I can see when that conversion took place, okay? Thank you for waiting.
Okay.
It was converted in October 2012 to My Access checking account. Again, the reason is because we no longer offer those campus Campus Edge account back in 2007 when you opened your account. We were offering those accounts, and there were account type of accounts for our students. And after 5 years, all of those accounts are being converted to my Access checking account. So let me go back and see how long you've been getting charges, okay? Thank you for waiting.
Okay.
Charge once on February the 4th for $12, and then again on March the 6th for $12. Those are for monthly maintenance. The type of your account, the current type of account that you have, it's called My Access checking account, and in, that's a monthly service charge of $12, which could be waived if you have a daily average of $1,500 in your account, or at least one qualifying direct deposit of $250 or more. Do you have any direct deposits coming into your account?
No.
Do you expect to receive any direct deposits anytime soon into your account?
No.
Okay. Now, What I'm gonna do, I could go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and waive those two charges for you.
Really?
However, if you like to continue with this type of account, my Access checking account, again, you would have to have at least one deposit a month for $250 or more, or have a daily minimum average balance of $1,500. Now, if you're not able to keep that monthly daily average of $1,500 and or have a qualifying direct deposit, what we can do, we could offer you a different type of account, which what we call it e-banking account. On e-banking account, there's no minimum requirement on daily minimum average, and there's no requirement to have a direct deposit. The only requirements for you not to incur the monthly charge of $8.95 is if you do all your banking needs through our ATMs, meaning you could withdraw funds from your checking account through our ATM. You can make deposits through our ATMs. You could transfer funds between your accounts through our ATMs. You could go to our mobile deposits. Your online transfers, and or you could call our customer service to assist you, and that way you know, there will be no need for you to get charged at $8.95. Also, you will need to ensure that you sign up for online banking, so you could request for a online banking statements only, meaning you won't be getting any physical statements sent to you. So that there'll be three ways for you to not incur the $8.95 if you choose to change the type of account from the current one that you have my Access checking account to e-banking account. There's no charge for you if you like to change the type of account. The account number will remain the same. The debit card will remain the same. Only the type of account will change.
What? I wouldn't have to pay anything?
No, there's no need to. We don't charge for you to change to a different type of account. There's no charge for that. That's you're not going to incur any charges at all. To make the change from my Access checking account to my e-banking account. I could take care of that for you over the phone if you choose.
Sure.
Okay, just keep in mind that in order for you to not incur the going from my Access checking account, the monthly charge is $12. Going into the e-banking account, the monthly charge goes down to $8.95. But again, in order for you not to incur that $8.95 charge, you need to ensure that you do all your banking needs through our ATMs, mobile banking, online banking, and through our telephone service.
So
you do have a savings account. You could always come in into the banking center and use any type of transactions on your savings account. So if you'd like to come in and make a deposit to your savings account, you can do so. And once you make that deposit, then you could go through your mobile and or online banking and then just do the transfers from your savings to your checking, or you could give us a call as well.
So it will.
No. Go ahead.
So it would be free if I don't go inside?
Well, it's not really free. You could avoid those charges by doing the three steps that I mentioned, mobile banking, online banking, telephone, and or through our ATMs. So if you want to call it free, you could do so, but it's not actually free because you are meeting our requirements. Now, we do understand that perhaps there might be a date where you might need to go into the banking center, and one of the reasons you might have to is because, and we've seen it happen where our customers know that they have e-banking account, and if they go inside the banking center, even once during the month, there'll be a charge for $8.95. However, there are times where customers are going to our ATMs, and the ATM that they're going to might be down, might not be working. So the customer has no other choice but to step into our banking center and make the transaction through the with our tellers, even though they have an e-banking account. If that happens, all you will need to do is tell our tellers the reason why I'm here and not doing my transaction through the ATM is because your ATMs are down and I need to make a deposit or I need to withdraw money. As long as you tell the tellers will place a message on your account for the next cycle, statement cycle comes about. If there's a charge for $8.95, all you need to do is give us a call, we'll look at the notes, and we'll reverse the charge.
Okay, that sounds...
So again, it's not free, but if you want to call it free, you could obviously... But we don't have free accounts. There's always a charge to it. But again, as long as you meet those requirements, you're not going to get that charge.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to do. I'll go ahead and reverse those charges for you, then I'll make the conversion. Okay. So we're not going to charge you for that. It's free of charge.
Okay.
Allow me 2 minutes. And just to confirm. May I confirm and verify your mailing address?
309 North Boylston Street.
May I have the name of the city and state and zip code?
Los Angeles, California, 90012.
Okay. Are
you in Los Angeles?
Yeah, yes. I'm sorry. Yes, I am in Los Angeles as well.
Oh. Oh, wow, that's exciting.
I'm in Orange County.
Oh, okay. Is it, it was kind of a little bit overcast today. Was it?
Yes, it was, yes. But, you know, it's typically, it should be, that's the way it should be. I mean, today's the first day of spring, right? But I wouldn't mind a more rain. Because we do need the rain here in California.
Yeah, I like the rain a lot. I like the marine layer. It's very
yes, it's nice, yes.
It's very pretty. Are you from California originally?
No, actually I'm from Mexico City. I've been here for more than 25 years.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's exciting. You've gotten to live in Mexico City and Los Angeles.
Yes. Mexico City is a beautiful city. It's too crowded for my taste now, but still a beautiful city.
Are they alike? Are they a lot alike, or are they very different?
Well, you know, pretty much. You know, as you know, a lot of countries, especially major cities, they all kind of look the same. Obviously, the language is much different. Traffic is worse than here.
Really?
But then again, you go to any other major city, and you like go like New York and or any major city in Europe, and they're pretty much the same. A lot of traffic, smog is terrible. But to me, nothing like California.
Yeah.
So processing your request, thank you for patient waiving those charges, taking care of those two charges first, and then I'll do the conversion, okay? I'll make the change to a different type of account, so just for 1 minute, thank you.
What city most resembles Los Angeles, do you think?
I'm sorry?
What other cities do you think are the most like L.A.?
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. What other cities do you think look a lot or seem a lot like L.A. to you?
Well, when I say they kind of look alike, I'm referring to traffic, smog. I mean, I've been in England, kind of the same. Obviously, New York, pretty much the same, lots of traffic, a lot of people. The weather, obviously, it's much, much different. I don't know if you've ever been to England, but that's a beautiful city. If you like rain, then you'll be in the right place.
In London?
In London, actually. Yes, London.
Yeah. I've been there. I didn't get to be there long enough to enjoy it, I think. I was just there for 5 days.
Oh, that's a beautiful city.
I just saw the touristy parts. I feel like all I saw was H&M and the British Museum, and that's about it. The subway stations with the...
I love public transportation. That's one thing I like about London, Mexico City, New York, San Francisco, Seattle, because there's always... Here in California, obviously, Metro takes you pretty much all over the place. It just takes a little bit longer to go from point A to point B, but I love to take Metro pretty much all over the place.
Yeah. I like that, too. I like being in my car by myself, though. It's nice. It's a nice feeling.
I used to work in downtown LA. I used to always, every single day, take the Metro.
Really? What was that like?
Just get in the Metro, sit back, relax, read a book, listen to the radio. Talk to people if you want to talk to people. Nice. You don't have to worry, at least from my point of view, you don't have to worry about traffic. Again, it does take a little bit longer. But, traffic.
Yeah. I like to look at people on the subway. It's nice to see other people.
Okay, when I took care of those for you, I credit back your account at $24, so the money's back into your account. So now allow me just a few more minutes so I could take care of that and change the type of account from my e-banking from my Access checking account to e-banking, okay? So allow me just a few more minutes.
Sure.
Thank you for waiting.
Have you been back to Mexico City recently?
Not really. It's 15 to, no, I would say about 20 years.
Oh, it's been a little while for you.
It's been a long time, yes.
Oh, I see. I hear they have really good food.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I'd like to see Veracruz. I think it would be really, really fun to go there.
You know, I've never been there, and always when I lived there, just a few people that I knew from there, I always felt it was like kind of a Arizona, dry. But once I moved over here and I met a lot of all my countrymen from there, they said, no, it's like more like Seattle. You know, a lot of green, a lot of tropical. And I always thought it was the opposite. So yeah, that would be a nice place for me to go if I ever make the time to go.
Yeah, I think that would be a good trip. I always thought of Veracruz as being kind of like New Orleans, but I don't know. I've never been there. Lots of seafood. Humid and rainy and kind of oceanic.
Yes.
It's interesting. Mexico is most of it is very high in elevation.
It is one of the highest cities in the world.
Yeah, like most of the country is high up.
Yes, 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 but Mexico's even higher. I don't know if you follow sports, but a lot of time, every time there's games in Mexico and teams travel from different countries, they usually go like 2-3 days before so they could get used to the altitude. Just like when pretty much, I don't know, I think it might be elevation might be higher than Denver's, because I know Denver's pretty high. I'm sure that's why they call it Mile High.
Yeah. I'm from Albuquerque, which is even higher.
Okay. I'm submitting the request for us to complete the process. Would you like us to send you, email you, or call you once the process has been completed?
How long is it going to take?
I'll go ahead and complete the process today. It should take 24 hours, but there's some additional disclosure that we need to send to you. So we need to, would you like us to call you or email you and let you know that it's been completed and information has been sent out to you?
What was
you don't have to if you don't if you don't need it, need to, for us to call you or email you.
Somebody will call me?
If you want us to call you, let you know there is going to be some information that we will be sending to you because of the change on your account. But if you don't want us to call you, there's no need.
So it would just
okay, the change of account. I'm working on it as we speak.
Oh, great. Have you been to Canada?
Yes, I've been to Canada.
I like Canada.
Yes, it's nice. So would you like us to call you, or you don't need to call?
I'll if somebody wants to call me, that would be great.
Okay, may I have your telephone number?
Sure, it's
505-331-9588. Thank you. And if once by you providing us this phone number, do you agree that we might call you the number and leave a detailed message if we're not able to reach you? So if you have an answering machine, is it okay if we leave you a detailed message?
Sure.
Thank you. So now I'm going to go ahead and take it and change the type of account. Okay, so I'm going to change for a moment. Yes, Canada is a beautiful country. I like that. I wasn't there that long, but the places that I went to, they were very nice.
Yeah, I've been to a lot of Canada for some reason. I guess my family is originally from Vermont, so we would go back
oh,
to
okay.
my grandparents lived there. they died.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you hear that?
But I still go back to visit people. I've been to Nova Scotia and New Brunswick and Quebec.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Ontario, Alberta, British Columbia.
Well, when you mentioned Vermont, I think that's one of the most beautiful states in the U.S. I know I've been there, but from what I hear, that's a beautiful state.
Yeah, it's pretty. And I grew up in New Mexico, which is also a pretty place.
Oh, that's a big change of from Vermont to New Mexico. Okay, and I do want to thank you for patiently waiting. I went ahead and took care of that for you. So your account now, it's e-banking. And as I mentioned to you before, what you will need to do in order not to incur that monthly charge of the $8.95, you will need to do all your banking needs through our ATMs, through our mobile banking, online banking, and or you're more than welcome to give us a call and use our telephone services as well. There's no need for you to keep a minimum daily balance on this type of account, average balance, and there's no need for you to have a direct deposit. Also, just want to let you know that you need to go to our online banking, and you do have online banking, and you need to select paperless so that you won't incur that monthly charge as well. Currently, I do see that you are already on electronic, so you don't get monthly statement. But because we went ahead and reset your account to e-banking, it's going to go back and reset itself. So you will need to make that extra step and go to online banking by tomorrow and choose paperless again. If you need assistance on with walking you through how to select paperless on your new e-banking account, on your different type of account, e-banking, give us a call. We'll be more than help you to walk you through.
Yeah. What time do I have to do it tomorrow by?
You'll have to do it tomorrow, but you have 30 days to do so.
Oh.
But obviously, the sooner the better, because sometimes we can tend to say, I'll do it tomorrow, and just time flies, as they say. If you do need assistance in accessing online banking and choosing paperless, again, I'm going to give you a direct number for our online banking support, and we'll be happy to walk you through.
Great.
Allow me a minute, okay?
Oh, okay.
And let me know if you have a pen or pencil.
Oh, I have a pen.
Okay, the number you could call for assistance on your going paperless is 1-800.
Uh huh.
933.
Just a second. This pen doesn't work. 9-3-3-6-2-6-2.
And again, the number is 1-800-933-6262. And we're open from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, your local time, in this case, California time.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Just want to go back and give you the balance, the current balance on your account. Kind of recap what we've done. I went ahead and reversed those two $12 charges on your account because your account, when it was open as a Campus Edge, that was only good for 5 years. We went ahead and converted to my Access checking account, and because you were not meeting the requirements, then you were charged $12, which I already went ahead and reversed them. So the $24 are back in your account. Also, per your request, I went ahead and changed the type of account from my Access checking account to my e-banking account. And again, on my e-banking account, you don't need to have a daily average minimum. You don't have to have a direct deposit. And in order for you not to incur those monthly charges of $8.95, one, you need to go paperless. Two, you will need to ensure that you do all your banking needs through our ATMs, mobile devices, online banking, and through our customer service telephone. Okay, the account is going to remain the same. The account number will remain the same. It's not going to change. And the debit card that you have will also still be the same.
So I can use the card that I have currently?
I'm sorry? Yes, so nothing has changed. It's only the type of account. So your debit cards will still be the same. You can go ahead and use it. And the account number is still the same. Nothing has changed. We just change the type of account again so you won't incur those monthly charges. You will incur those monthly charges of $8.95 again if you step in into a banking center to make transactions on your e-banking account or you fail to go paperless, which again, you have 30 days to do that, to go paperless. You could, again, you could still go into the banking center and do any type of transactions through your regular savings account. Okay?
Okay, I see.
Now, I know some of our customers tend to do that. I don't know if you do. Some of our customers will ask someone else, a friend, a relative, to make a deposit on their behalf, either because they don't have the time or maybe they lend money to somebody else, and instead of giving the money back to you, you might ask the other person, oh, go ahead and make the deposit to my account, and you might provide your account number. The other person will go into the banking center. If that happens, you'll still be incurring that monthly charge, even though you didn't do the deposit yourself. Again, I don't know if you do that or not, but I know some of our customers do tend to do that. Either ask a relative or a friend or someone, can you go to the banking center, make a deposit to my account, I'm running late, or I know you're going there, so can you do me that favor? I will take the deposit, but you will incur that monthly charge.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
What other reasons do people need to go into the bank for?
You mean other people other than our customer?
Yeah.
Or you mean you as a customer?
I guess both.
Well, in your case, because you have a savings account, you might need to go into a banking center. Perhaps you need to purchase a cashier check, which you cannot do over the phone and or through our ATM. So you need to step into the banking center. You might need to go into the banking center to ask questions because perhaps you're would rather speak to someone in person than over the phone. You might have questions about a transaction in your account. You called our customer service and it might be a delay. It might be on hold for a few minutes. Hopefully that won't happen. But if it does, and they say, well, I'm not going to wait. I really need to know what's going on my account. At that point, you're more than welcome to come in and ask questions. If they are able to provide you the answer, as long as there's no activity going on in your account, they're not going to charge you. If you need to know, well, I wrote check number, 1,000, and somehow I'm not able to see it on my online banking. I don't want to call customer service, and I'm just happy to be in front of Bank America. I need to go in there and see what that check is for. I forgot what it was for and who it was for. So they could go out and assist you, and there will be no charge to you as long as you're just asking for information. but there's nothing going on your account. You're not making any deposits or withdrawing any money.
I see.
As to other people, other than asking someone else, a relative, someone you trust to make a deposit, there's no other reason why someone else other than yourself can easily go into the banking center. They could do so, but there's no information will be provided to them at all. They could come in and make a deposit, and because, again, either you might have asked someone, but and we'll go ahead and take that deposit, but there'll be no information provided to that person at all.
I see.
Okay, do you have any other questions for me tonight?
I'm trying to think if I have any others.
Okay.
Well, so I can use the ATM machine and it's totally free.
There'll be no charge for that.
Okay. I see. Okay. What happens if I use another, like another company's ATM machine?
You mean you're going to a non-Bank America ATM? Well, you're more than welcome to do so. However, there'll be a disclosure. I'm sure they charge, most of the time there is a charge from the other institution to you for, I believe, somewhere between $2 to $3. And it is disclosed every time you go to a non-Bank America ATM. They'll have there, there'll be a $2 charge. In addition, there'll be another disclosure, I believe, that it'll say your own bank might charge an additional fee. So let's say you go to a non-Bank America ATM, or you happen to be inside a 7-Eleven or one of those stores and you need to withdraw cash, you can do so. And if you withdraw $20, they'll charge you $22.50, and an additional Bank America will charge you another $2.
Oh, I didn't know that Bank of America was going to charge me to use other people's ATM machines.
Yes. Because they're charging us, so we need to pass on the charge to our customer.
So I get charged by them and from you.
Correct.
Okay. Oh, I see. When you worked downtown, did you work for Bank of America?
Yes, for Bank of America, yes.
Oh, I can see the Bank of America building from my house.
Oh, okay. Well, pretty close. I work. So you're near downtown?
I live on Boylston. It's like right next to. I guess you already know I live on Boylston.
The names are familiar, but not. I'm trying to. Is it off Figueroa?
It's near Beaudry Temple.
Okay, there you go. I work near Beaudry. Yes, I know exactly where it is now. Yes, and the street looks familiar, but I wasn't quite sure whereabouts. Yes.
Yeah, it's. Have you been to the new? There's the Grand Park. It's a new park.
I moved from downtown to where I'm located today in Orange County about a year ago, so I haven't been to downtown in a while. I mean, I drive by, but no, I don't get a chance to go to downtown. I love downtown. I like the atmosphere.
Yeah, me too. The new park is next to City Hall, and it's really big, and there's a lot of plants and benches, big pink benches.
You mean, is it near City Hall, or is it the City Hall surrounding area?
It's like it's the three blocks that are all to the sort of to the west of City Hall are all they contained a lot of concrete before, and now it's really grassy.
So it's right across from City Hall, correct?
Yeah, and then across the street again and again, all the way to the to the music.
Well, no, I haven't been there. I know there was construction going on back then, so I don't know, but I couldn't see what they were doing. Okay, well, thanks for letting me know. Maybe I'll drop by one of these weekends. That's a beautiful area. I mean, it's crowded, but that's okay. I don't mind.
It's really beautiful. I didn't see a lot of people there when I went on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a new park right next to my house that's all native plants.
Oh, that's that. I'm sure it's beautiful.
It smells really good. It's fragrant.
Right, especially after it rains. So yes, you can smell. Yes, yes. I like that.
I do too. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else I can do for you tonight? Do you have any other questions for me?
I think that's it, actually.
Okay, well, it was my pleasure assisting you, and thank you for being a longtime Bank of America customer, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for chatting with me.
It was my pleasure.
The pleasure was mine.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.